Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? You guys like my socks? These are brand new socks. There is no better day than new sock day. They feel so good. You don't have to touch my foot. That's kind of weird. Hey, did you notice that we heard a story about Moses today? From Exodus chapter 3. Leave my shoes alone, Zoe. Thank you. From Exodus chapter 3. What happened in our story when Moses was called by God? What happened in that story? Did anybody notice what happened? He had to take his sandals off. Why did Moses have to take his sandals off? What do you think? Because his heavenly father told him to? Yeah, that's a pretty good reason to do anything, right? Why did God tell Moses to do that? He was on holy ground. Well, you guys are here in church, right? Would you say this is holy ground? So should we all take our shoes off?
No.
Yes.
Yes, no. Parents are like, please don't tell them to take their shoes off. Please don't tell them to take their shoes off.
No.
So here's the thing. Moses was wearing some dirty, dusty sandals. Moses, at this time in his life, he was living as a shepherd, right? And he was taking care of sheep, and he was out there wandering around and getting his sandals all dirty. And so God told him to take his sandals off because the place where he was holy ground. God is so holy and perfect that he didn't want any dirt to be near him in that moment. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to take these shoes back, guys. Thank you very much. And I'm going to put them back on. But I know, it's so silly. Now, I could not just take my shoes off, I could take my socks off too. But that's probably a bad idea. Why do you think that's a bad idea? Because of what? They might smell? Yeah, I know. I've been on my feet a lot this morning already. They probably do smell. And the other thing is, my feet are not very nice looking. Mrs. Wallenberg is like, please don't take your socks off. Please don't take your socks off. Yeah. So I like to keep my shoes on because I don't want people to have to smell my feet or look at my ugly feet, right? I'm kind of like nervous about how my feet look. I don't know if any of you feel that way. Some of you probably have some smelly feet too. And so we like to keep our shoes on. Moses was looking at his life when God called him, and he was thinking that he wasn't good enough. What God told Moses from the burning bush was that Moses was going to be the one to lead the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, to lead them out of the clutches of the Pharaoh. Please don't kick Faye, thank you. And Moses looked at his life and he said, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I can't be a servant. He said, who am I? Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you who you are, because God has already told us who you are in the Bible. God sent his son to make you holy by faith in him. And because you are holy, that means that you are worthy to serve him. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter if your feet are really pretty or really stinky or really ugly. It doesn't matter who you are, because it's not about you. It's about Jesus. Jesus makes you holy. Jesus makes you worthy. So now, when you come here to church and you are on holy ground, you don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to change anything about who you are, because God has already changed you. He has made you perfect and holy in his sight, because you are a baptized, forgiven Christian, and we praise God for that. So let's say a prayer to God. Let's thank him for transforming us, and let's ask him to help us to serve him, okay? You can repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank you for making us holy. Help us to be your servants, just like Moses. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you guys very much. You can go back and sit with your moms and dads.